Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
UpClickWilliamsonCadillac.com. Now, here's Don Billy Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagecki.
All right. Hour number two of the Hurricane Hotline. Manny Diaz Show, Hurricane Hotline, and Joe Zagecki, Don Billy Jr. Friday night at Hard Rock Stadium, 8 o'clock kickoff. The weather's supposed to be beautiful on Friday. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock.
I'm excited.
Humidity's supposed to be down. Temperature in the 80s. Supposed to be a beautiful night for football.
You mean it's a fall day?
Well, for us, yeah.
For us.
Old school Friday night. Hurricanes. I used to go to the Hurricane games on Friday night. Me and 18,000 of my best friends.
That's right.
Sat in section WW. Friday night football.
The West.
The
Wild West. That's what it was. Yeah.
At any rate, making his Hurricane Hotline debut here tonight. Played well last week for the University of Miami. Nice to have him back. Former player at American Heritage High School, so a local player. Stayed home, sophomore year. Banged up to start the season. Made his debut last weekend. Hoping to have a big night on Friday. Nesta Silvera is with us. Nesta, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, boss man?
We're doing good. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. How was it getting back in there last week against Virginia Tech for you? What was it like?
It was just really. I don't think too much, but I think it's just really. It was just really just getting back in football. So, you know, football is a game I've been playing my whole life. So I don't really make my head get too big or get too nervous when it comes to that.
So, Nesta, talk to us about Coach Stroud, new defensive line coach, got a lot of experience, seems to have been putting you guys in some great positions, and technique seems to be improving. Tell us about him.
Well, Coach Stroud, he's definitely a coach. He's not going to necessarily yell you into the ground. He's going to more so talk to you and just try and learn you as a player, I feel like, and just coach you up to your personal best skill set and your abilities. He's definitely helped me personally just with my technique, just using my hands more and my get off.
Tough ball game the other day, Nesta, losing to Virginia Tech. How was the team putting that past you, get past them with Virginia coming up here in a little bit of a short week? How do you get past that Virginia Tech game?
Because it's simple. It's the game's over. It's behind us. All we can control is the now. You know, you can't control the past. You can't control the future.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. And Coach Diaz has worked with you guys some this week. Started. He told everybody at his press conference that he's going to get a little bit more involved in the defense. How has that gone?
It's definitely a great feeling. You know, Coach Diaz comes over from the offensive field and he's more hands on coaching us. You know, it feels like just like last year. You know,
you bring some strength and physicality to the middle of that defense, but the other trait I think you bring is a level of intensity, anger to a certain extent. Not going to back down from anybody. Do you think that can spread across that attitude, your attitude? Are you hopeful that can spread across the rest of the defense?
I would definitely hope it would be contagious. You know, I bring energy to the squad, you know, just keeping everybody up. So I just hope that continues to spread among all the other guys.
So tell us about the other defensive tackles. You got a couple guys that came in this freshman class. Tell us about them and also tell us about Jordan Miller and how he's progressing.
I'll start with Jay Mill. Jay Mill definitely came such a long way since me and him first came in, you know, last year. He's reshaped his body completely. He's strong. He's one of the strongest people on the team. You know, he's definitely came a long way. He's continuing to progress. You know, he played a great game last Saturday. Kudos to him. And I know he's going to continue to press on coming up on Friday.
You, Nesta, you dominated at the high school level at American Heritage. What's been the biggest adjustment since leaving there, going to college football? Or the thing that surprised you the most?
I guess the biggest, I would say, change is just, you know, learning your role on the team. Mm. You know, other than that, I still see it as I didn't really feel a change of speed to the game, and some would say I didn't feel that or anything like that. So that was just the only thing, I guess.
Talk to us about the influence that Coach Feely has had with you in the weight room, and not only just with you, but also the whole team.
Yeah, Coach Feely, that's my guy. Coach Feely has definitely like brought a few levels out of me I didn't know I had. He brings a level of intensity every day. Like, he's the same person every day. He's gonna be a crazy person every day. You feel me? Just the best way I can say it. He definitely works certain little parts, little muscles, and little joints that we never, you know that we need strong, you know. So that's what I was saying.
Nesta Silvera is our guest, Hurricanes defensive tackle, Friday night, Miami and Virginia. Okay, we spent a week talking about this quarterback, Bryce Perkins. Where's number three? Really good athlete. What are the problems that he presents a defense with all that running around?
With me, from what I see on film, they definitely have plays set up for him to just take off at any moment. Like, I feel like he probably has the green light to touch it whenever he can. So us as defensive tackles, personally, we gotta push the middle, and our DNs gotta get up the field and keep him contained, so he can't make big plays on the street with us. And nothing but respect for him. I know he's a great player who could make plays at any moment as well.
You have Greg Rousseau, who just seems to get better and better every week. What makes him so difficult to block if you're an offensive lineman?
With Greg, it's definitely his length. That's a Greg about 6'8", long arms as anyone. So definitely when Coach Baker decides to line him up on the interior and like a three tech or a zero tech, the centers and guards have trouble with him just due to the fact that they can't get to him. They can't reach him, you know.
Nesta, you decided to stay home, play at home. What's that been like for you and your family, and your friends? You're from Broward, so a fairly easy trip to Hard Rock Stadium and so forth. I imagine there are times during the course of the school year you get to go home and see the family and such. What's that been like for you?
It's definitely something, you know, you obviously can't get at other schools, where I can just head home and see my mom whenever I want. On a bye week, I can go see my little brother play football anytime. So, you know, that's definitely a plus to it.
You're the person that would give us the best analysis on a football player that plays across from you. You guys go one-on-one against each other all the time. Ja'Kai Clark, tell our listeners how the true freshman from Georgia is doing and how good he can play center as well as guard.
Ja'Kai is definitely he's coming along. He's definitely came a long way since he first stepped in the door and since his first practice on Green Street. He's definitely progressed every day, and he's continuing to get better.
You keeping an eye on your high school? I think they beat Gibbons the other.
Yeah, of course. Huh? Yeah, my little brother plays safety over there.
All right, they beat Gibbons, right?
Come on, that's not a question you asked. That's a statement. Yeah. No one beat Gibbons. Yeah, one little year where they beat us. Come on, man.
All right, they got your 1 year. That's it.
Yeah, just 1 year. You know, a little down year. We back.
All right, very good. I mean, that's going to be a dogfight. They're in 4A, I think, right? Are they still 4A? I was talking to Crowder. They got University.
Nah, Heritage 5A. Heritage
went to 5A. Oh, because 4A, he's got Gibbons this year.
We've been 5A.
Yeah,
we've been 5A.
All right.
A couple times state champs. I got a few.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, very good. Friday night, big game. You got to be looking forward to this, getting out there and probably getting a few more stats. I think you're going to get a few more snaps against Virginia, and maybe you can do some destruction to their offensive line.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. That's Nesta Silvera from American Heritage High School, now, of course, with University of Miami. Defensive tackle who when the ball is snapped, he just goes forward. He's giving it a great effort. Now he's coming off that foot injury, so, but I think he'll probably play a little bit more.
No, they'll have to play him more.
He's going
to
go up against a center named Oluwatomi.
I heard it's okay just to call him Victor.
Victor, yeah. Victor is the center.
I heard.
Oluwatomi, 6'3", 305 sophomore.
I dig some digging. They said that it's okay to call him Victor.
Well, so he's a sophomore, and Victor is a sophomore. For Virginia on defense, and we're going to talk with DJ Ivy in a minute after the break, but if you go to the stadium, you might want to keep an eye on number 11, Charles Snowden. He is 6 foot seven, hard to miss him, 235 pounds, yep. Makes a lot of plays. Noah Taylor, 6 foot five on the other side. So you got a 6'7 outside linebacker and a 6'5 outside linebacker.
Very impressive players. I watched them today against Florida State. And Florida State being a very athletic football team, and they ran all over the place. And they're very, very impressive guys. And well, Snowden, you and I have seen
Snowden's
for a couple years,
he's
right?
Jason Taylor. I'm not saying he's going to be as good, but he's got that same frame and makes the same kind of plays.
Or Russo. Similar type as Russo, right? Greg Russo.
No question.
And I think that he's a guy that certainly is going to be able to – Miami's going to have to make – the offensive line is going to have to either slide that direction, keep in a back, add a tight end. You just can't let him be one-on-one with anybody.
We should touch on, and Manny Diaz did during his portion of the show, during the Manny Diaz show, that Nicosi's the quarterback. And, you know, there's one thing about Nicosi – that I think can really help the offense. And you take a look at his games. My numbers might be off a little bit. Now, Miami has struggled terribly on third down. But if you look at Nicosi's games from last year, his one game against Virginia Tech this year, he's at about 46% on third downs. And I think a lot of it has to do with breaking a defense down or keeping plays alive.
Well, I think that's the key with him is that he can keep it alive. And we all saw Saturday. I saw. I don't know what anybody else saw. I think you saw how far he's come from last year to this year. Now, this is a guy that was 1 for 5 against Wisconsin. So four football games later, he has to come in and has career highs in attempts, completions, yards, ties the touchdown deal, throws a Hail Mary, drives a team up and down the field, comes from behind, puts Miami in a position to win the football game. And when you look for improvement through all the dust that's out there with the losses and supposedly we're not where we should be, he's one guy that I saw a ton of improvement
well,
on.
We're going to see because
he didn't do well last year.
No, he did not do well
guys.
Against those,
no,
these guys.
No,
and
no.
This is a defense that is sophisticated,
mm-hmm.
that they're going up against.
Very.
In an offense of Miami that is not where it's going to be in a couple of years because it can't be because of the youth. Not only is it young in terms of its strength mm-hmm. and experience, there are only so many things Dan Enos can do in terms of the sophistication of it.
Well, it's a weak link deal, Joe. No, I mean, no matter who's, no matter what offense you're running, you know. I guess this week, the big deal is LSU's offense with Joe Burrow throwing for 1 million yards, but he's a fourth or fifth year quarterback, who's the coach of a son, who had Coach Day, I believe it was, and I could be wrong. I think he was his quarterback coach at Ohio State, so it's not like he wasn't groomed from day one. And now you see him in his fourth or fifth year that he's exploding on a team that has had excellent defenses, that have outstanding wide receivers, that have every component that you need to be successful. And I think that when you talk about where are people in the stage of their career, well, you look at Joe Burrow, he's had great training. And I think when you talk about being a coach's son, I think that's really probably the best thing that can happen to you if you get it at the quarterback spot.
I know you know this, but I'll just say this. If you're keeping score at home, Virginia, 9 of their 11 starters on defense are upperclassmen. They're juniors or seniors. So, therefore, Rocco Mendenhall can put a lot of defense in, and that's what Nicosi's going to go up against, and so is Dan Enos. They're going to see a lot of defense because 9 of 11 guys are upperclassmen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.